It's time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Julie Lavender is host of the public radio show Dream Farm Radio in Hollis, New Hampshire. She's also a jazz musician herself, and she's with us now in the studio. Julie, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
Okay, so when we say Dream Farm Radio, you are actually in a barn. This is where you do the show. Tell us about that. It's an old renovated barn, right?
We live on 13 acres in a gorgeous pastoral setting in southern New Hampshire. And this barn was renovated, and it literally has soaring posts and beams. We have gorgeous Chinese paper lanterns hanging there and art everywhere. And so it became a perfect performance place. And then that became Dream Farm Radio, which is a way to do this kind of happening in a way that will reach a whole lot more people over the radio.
And what they hear is eclectic jazz. I want to give people a sense of what that means. Here is one from saxophonist Daniel Bennett. The song is Bears in a Covered Wagon. Almost sounds like there's an R&B beat in there.
Well, you know, that's probably the most far-flung portion of music that we'll hear on the show in terms of people wondering if that's even jazz. But Daniel Bennett is a jazz musician by trade, but he obviously borrows from other genres, which is what I like to feature on the show, what I call synergistic jazz or eclectic jazz. Actually, in his work, he features a lot of repetition. He's kind of a Philip Glass in a way.
Huh.
And he will repeat things over and over and over again and give them a lot of meaning rather than try to shoot for the moon in a bunch of different notes and progressions and improvisations across a wide harmony spectrum. He will repeat and give greater meaning to things that are repeated over and over. And this piece, Bears in a Covered Wagon, he really kind of then brings in some other influences you can hear, which I find interesting for a jazz musician.
Well, let's take a listen to a little more of it. Julie, let's listen to another one. This is from the acoustic guitarist Ian Ethan Case. This is called Deep Cover. And Ian Ethan Case, in this case, is playing a double neck guitar.
You know, Ian Ethan Case is really very unique. He's almost a visual artist, a performance artist, because he plays the double neck guitar that's 18 strings. And he'll reach around it, over the top of it, tap it, pluck it, pinch it, kiss it, sing, lift it up, sing into the hole. And all of these things are not just cool innovations to do because you can. It's important to his music because he's striving to make the double neck guitar an instrument that stands on its own and not just something that somebody strums and then one part of the guitar and then jumps to the other part to play the other.
Because it's a guitar with two necks.
Yeah, exactly. If you were to see the guitar, it's almost as if he's playing the piano. He's using his hands up and down as well as plucking and so forth. You've got to realize also that he loops. So when you see Ian Ethan live, his pieces are about 15 minutes long.
Huh.
And he'll create layers and layers of sound that he puts out there by himself and then builds it up. So by the time he develops the theme,
yeah,
it just flies. It just takes off.
It's so amazing to see that just anybody who loops is able to create something and then add to it and add to it and add to it and loop all of these things and create a song that you would think it would take an army of people to do, but he's doing it all by himself.
You know what they just did? They did a show with him at the Planetarium at the Boston Museum of Science where they actually kind of choreographed, if I could say that word, the star show to go with his music. And it was just celestial in every way, and he's a terrific performer. People should know a lot about him.
Well, here is another song that actually you can hear him doing this. This is called The Infinite Race.
Mm-hmm.
it really is like a race. You can hear how quickly he is using his fingers on that double neck guitar.
I'm very moved by these musicians and what they're doing, and very, very powerful sounds you're hearing there.
I want to hear from one more. This is the Grammy Award-winning cellist Eugene Friesen, who is also known as Cello Man. He lives in Vermont. Here's his song, Shadow Play. I can hear him plucking away at the cello. I also hear the piano in the foreground. It's almost as if the cello is in the shadow of the piano.
Well,
tell us
what's
happening.
Let me tell you, this is called the Eugene Friesen treatment. What he does with the plucking turns the cello into like a guitar. And he improvises so fluidly. As a classical musician, he actually trains classical musicians how to improvise. Mm. And he borrows from all kinds of genres. He's really a remarkable player, and what a lovely person.
It is a far cry from the Bach suites that we all know from cello's most famous piece of music.
I think so, but you know, you'll hear all that classical technique. You'll hear the articulation and the thoughtfulness and the musical expression that is so intellectual, and yet Eugene can take that and he can make the cello so soulful.
Let's listen to one more. This is also from Eugene Friesen. This has got pianist Tim Ray there along with him, and the song is called Church Rhythms. Julie, this is you on vocals.
Oh my gosh, what a treat. I was floating for days after that to have a four-time Grammy Award-winning cellist in my barn, with my kids running in and out and the doors creaking and the cat and the chickens. And
Chickens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had chicken sounds on the show and snowmobiles, all kinds of things. It's a real farm. It's a real place. I'm a real lady who loves beauty and friendship, and that's what motivates me to share this music with you today.
Well, Julie Lavender, host of Dream Farm Radio in Hollis, New Hampshire, thanks so much.
You are welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we've got a list of all the songs that we just heard at hereandnow.org. You can also link to our other DJ sessions there. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings. ICABoston.org.